Recently, the Commission on Federal Election Reform rightly concluded that the electoral system cannot inspire public confidence if no safeguards exist to deter or detect fraud or to confirm the identity of voters.
A voter fraud scandal out of Indiana. You have four people, including the Democratic chairman, charged with faking signatures on petitions. Those petitions put President Obama on the Democratic ballot in 2008.
In 2008, the United States Supreme Court recognized there was a threat poised by voter fraud. Therefore, they ruled that Indiana's photo ID requirement was a legitimate, non-discriminatory means of protecting the integrity of elections. In Texas, evidence of voter fraud has abounded. According to Texas Attorney General Greg Abbott, in recent years, the Texas AG's office secured more than 50 voter fraud convictions. Cases included the following: a woman who voted in place of her dead mother, a political operative who cast ballots for two people, and a city council member who registered foreign nationals to vote in an election decided by 19 votes.
The recent elections in the state shows that 953 dead people voted. And in some cases, votes apparently were cast in the names of the deceased who had been dead for as long as 6 years.
Voter fraud is hard to detect, so these types of cases are just the tip of the iceberg. For example, look at the Minnesota's 2008 Senate race between Norm Coleman and Al Franken. It was impossibly close. On the morning after the election, after 2.9 million people had voted, Coleman led Franken by 725 votes. Franken and his Democratic allies dispatched an army of lawyers to challenge the results. That was followed by months of litigation, and in the end, Franken was declared the winner by 312 votes and was sworn into office. During the controversy, a group called Minnesota Majority began to look into the claims of voter fraud, comparing criminal records with voting rolls. The group identified 1,099 felons, all ineligible to vote, who had voted in the Franken-Coleman race. The investigation led to 177 convictions of voter fraud.
We know for a fact that there has been fraud involved in our voting process through the years, and having a voter ID is one of the ways to put a stop to that.
In 2011, Texas enacted a photo identification requirement modeled after Indiana's, in agreement with the lawful Supreme Court decision, as a simple, effective way to prevent fraud. The mainstream state-run media has attempted to downplay the threat of voter fraud by stating that cases of fraud are rare, and therefore our public servants should not waste their time requiring people to show an ID at the polls.
I actually forgot my ID.
You don't need it, it's all right.
I left it in the car.
As long as you're in here, you're on our list, and that's who you say you are. Okay.
If voter fraud is such an unusual occurrence, why is Obama's administration and the Department of Justice attacking states such as Texas, who have went through the proper electoral process to pass laws that prevent voter fraud? And of course, the Obama administration would have you forget that at the DNC last week, proof of identification was required to enter into their conference.
Another day, another election fraud lawsuit, a major election lawsuit now in Pennsylvania, which is one of the crucial battleground states that could decide who will be the next president. Right now, there are 140,000 new voter registrations in Pennsylvania, and many of them, now we learn, are reportedly questionable. The registrations were gathered by the group Acorn. That is the left-wing group that's now under investigation for voter registration fraud in at least 15 states.
Pennsylvania's legislature passed voter ID laws in March 2012. And in response, the Advancement Project and the communist organization, the ACLU, brought a lawsuit against the law, which they are fiercely opposing in an attempt to reverse the law before elections in November. But again, according to the mainstream media, voter fraud is a rare occurrence and therefore should not affect the elections.
I'd try to vote 10 times. I don't know if they'd let me or not, but I'd try to. Yeah, that's right. I'd cheat to keep these bastards out. I would.
Why then would two organizations need to join forces to oppose Pennsylvania's voter ID law? Eric Holder has also attempted to state that the voter ID laws are discriminatory against minorities and would deter them from voting. However, Holder is showing his true lawless colors once again. History shows that voter turnout has increased after at a meeting of the Council of Safety in Lebanon, Connecticut, near the close of 1776, when the prospects of our success to establish America as an independent nation looked dark, two members of the council were invited to the home of Mr. and Mrs. William Williams. Their names were Benjamin Huntington and William Hillhouse. The conversation turned upon the gloomy outlook. However, Mr. Hillhouse expressed hope and confidence. Mr. Williams stated, "If we fail, I know what my fate will be. I have done so much to prosecute the war, and one thing I have done which the British will never pardon, I have signed the Declaration of Independence, I shall be hanged." Mr. Hillhouse replied, "Well, if we fail, I shall be exempt from the gallows, for my name is not attached to the Declaration, nor have I ever written against the British government." "Then, sir," said Mr. Williams, "that's why you should be hanged."
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Christian ethic has provided the principles on which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker. Boat rocker. Boat rocker.
Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Now, folks, you guys know the routine. You want to jump online, go to sonsoflibertyradio.com. That's who we are. That's what we've been doing for the last 30 years. We're not hearers of the word. We're doers of the word, not deceiving ourselves. And I thank God for his grace to do just that. sonsoflibertyradio.com. Also, check out sonsoflibertymedia.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com as well. Subscribe to that page. Everything you need to know, where we're going to be, what we're going to be doing. We have 8 to 10 articles on sonsoflibertymedia.com from contributors from across the country, friends, that are in the culture war. They're actually bringing about answers. Boy, how foreign that is to the mainstream conservative-controlled operatives, huh? Oh, my goodness, yeah. Like the Sons of Issachar, they knew the times. How are you going to bring about change if you don't know the answers? That's what the Word of God does. That's what the Constitution does in reference to. With that, also check us out on beforeitsnews.com, beforeitsnews.com, and several other outlets available on sonsoflibertymedia.com as well. If you want to call in at any time, you can. That number is 281-845-4704. 281-845-4704. And folks, if this is the first time listening to the sonsoflibertyradio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it is a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. True that, we follow the Christ here, okay? John 14:6, Acts 4:12, 1 Corinthians 11:1, 1 Timothy 2:5. And again, the list goes on. The Bible is the rock upon which our Republic rest. Article 4, Section 4. Who said that? The 7th President of the United States of America, Mr. President Andrew Jackson, who got saved at the end of his life, which was pretty miraculous within itself. Thank God for faithful preachers. Let's put it that way. Okay, so we're going to have a guest with us in just a couple minutes. My friend John Mills from Florida called me up and said, would you be willing to take on Dr. Douglas Frank? And he exposes voter fraud, but he also supplies the answers, which we're always looking for on this show. And so we're going to have him up in just a couple minutes here, and then we'll just lay out the show for you as it goes, line upon line, precept upon precept. But before we get to Dr. Douglas Frank, I want to also make clear, friends, there's a lot of double talk going on right now. And obviously, it's set up to confuse the people, and people are confused because what? Read Daniel 9:7 and give you a perfect answer as to why we're confused, if you're confused at all. But we're seeing a lot of double talk coming from this current administration. For example, you're seeing Pete Hegseth. P.S., posted script. I was just sitting with a couple of my friends just, what was it, 2 days ago. And I had said to him, did you know that Pete Hegseth is actually from Forest Lake, Minnesota? And they said, yes, I used to babysit him. So it was interesting. I said, I'd love to get him on the show. I'd love to just kind of call him out for some of the things that I've noticed. You know, do as I say, but don't do as I do. You know, like the Pharisees that Jesus rebuked in Matthew 23, verse 3. But I'd love to get him out here. And I'm going to give you a prime example of just that. I want you to go ahead and listen to this. This is Pete Hegseth. Listen carefully. I'm just going to play just a bit, okay?
Often when they criticize President Trump, they say, or at least insinuate, that Donald Trump is nothing like Ronald Reagan. They say the current president's approach is nothing like the vision championed by Ronald Reagan.
Well, it's interesting because if you ever go to Simi Valley, California, you're going to see that Donald Trump used the talking points of Ronald Reagan. But I'm here to tell you that Donald Trump nor Ronald Reagan are the supremacy clause found in the U.S. Constitution. Our point of reference in this country, friends, is that we're ruled by law, which is found in Article 6, Section 2. And they're supposed to enforce the laws that the Lord bestowed by discovering and applying them, Deuteronomy 25, verse 1. Nothing short of that, okay? I'm tired of everybody talking about, look at this great guy, and look at how great this guy was, and look at how bad that guy was. I don't care. It's their job to uphold the law. That's what they swore to do when they gave their oath, right? Ecclesiastes 5:4, Numbers chapter 30, verse 2, Deuteronomy 23, verse 23. Isn't that what they swore to do? Well, if that's what they swore to do, then just uphold the law and quit dividing the American people. Here's the point I want to make with Pete Hegseth. Hegseth, if you can see this, if you can't, I'll paint the picture for you. Pete Hegseth says, we'll keep killing them. Drug dealers, so long as they're poisoning our people with narcotics. Well, number one, if the people weren't buying the narcotics, they wouldn't be coming in. Okay, and I'm not justifying crime in any sense of the word, just the opposite, and you all the well know that, okay? That's the job of a preacher. But I'm also called to make distinction, Ezekiel 44:23, and that's what I'm doing. And I'm also called to bring for enforcement concerning the law unto judgment concerning the nonsense that we're seeing in this country because they're acting outside of their scope of authority in the first place. But Hegseth, he's trying to play the hard guy who can't do three pull-ups, but yet he's telling all the military men, starting from top brass down to the bottom, that, listen, we're going to start disciplining ourselves, right? He, applying to them, but not himself, who couldn't do three push-ups or pull-ups, I'm sorry. You know, he's talking about going out there and just with a strong arm of government behind him, using our boys to do it. They're killing drug dealers. But is anybody paying attention to what I'm going to highlight next? Because just a week and a half after what I'm going to play for you here, Pete Hegseth gets out there and tells you they're going to put a stop to all of this. If they keep bringing narcotics into our country, we're going to keep killing them. But did you know that just a week and a half ago? Here, I'll let the piece here from this news outlet actually tell you and expose to you exactly what it is that you need to see, because Donald Trump just released a mainstream drug dealer. Listen to this carefully.
Former Honduran President Juan Orlando
Hernandez
president from federal prison after receiving a full pardon from President Trump. Hernandez was sentenced to 45 years for helping import 400 tons of cocaine into the U.S. in October.
He imported 400 tons of cocaine into America, and Donald Trump just pardoned him. Do you see how this works? This is the problem we're having in this country. People are being destroyed for the lack of knowledge. And folks, this kind of stuff goes on all day long. I can play the whole piece for you. It's about 3 minutes long. I don't need to do that because I need to give introduction concerning our guest who's up and coming on the other side of this break. We're going to be covering voter fraud, friends, because the mainstream media has laboriously trying to convince the American people it doesn't exist. We know it exists, but what we're going to do is we're going to come back and we're going to come back to Dr. Frank, and he's going to give us answers as to how to bring about resolve concerning the issue of voter fraud. which should explain to you, friends, at least my point of view, why you see all these scoundrels in office today. It's because of voter fraud. Where are you getting the results concerning who voted for who, friends? The mainstream media. How many people approve of the mainstream media? Isn't it true statistically that 94% of the American people don't believe the mainstream media, yet they're giving you the results of what you voted for and who you didn't vote for, and you haven't put two and two together, Americans? Come on. Let's think about what's going on here. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, 281-845-4704. We'll be right back.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are positively impacting the future of this country that we all appreciate so much. If you've not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty today. Please call 1-866-233-0747 or go online at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Hi, this is R.W. Kruger. I've done sound, lighting, backline, and performed with Bradley Dean touring high schools across the country. How many times I've heard Bradley say things during these assemblies, and I thought it had nothing to do with what was happening during the time he was saying it. And now, 10 years later, it's exactly what we are dealing with. How does that work? Years of fighting the good fight with guidance from above. That is how he works. Support Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty. They are tested, tried, and true.
Signer of the Declaration of Independence, John Hancock, rightly stated, "Resistance to tyranny becomes the Christian and social duty of each individual. Continue steadfast and with the proper sense of your dependence on God. Nobly defend those rights which heaven gave, and no man ought to take from us."
BBSRadio.com.
Struggling to awaken the woke? Can't seem to cut through their brainwashing? Do you have friends and loved ones who fall in prey to the liberal leftist talking points? Perhaps someone deeply indoctrinated by communist college professors? Wisconsin Christian News is a nationally distributed newspaper that'll give you the ammo you need to make your point, with truth they can't deny. But warning, it may make them cry. Sign up now at WisconsinChristianNews.com.
Don't have a place to go to church on Sunday? Then come join us at the Sons of Liberty and Bradley Dean. For many people, finding a home church that preaches the gospel in accordance with the scripture can be difficult. Many churches today have become self-help centers and very humanistic without pointing their finger to Christ and the cross that all genuine Christians must bear, just as our Lord did. If you are looking for a church that preaches the truth without compromise from the inherent Word of God and the power of the Holy Spirit, then look no further than joining us every Sunday at 9 a.m. Central Time on the Sons of Liberty Radio, live on Rumble.
SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. Folks, we got a guest here, and I just want to kind of do a little bit of an introduction. I see calls coming up right now, too, and I just want to give you a heads up. We do have a guest for 13 minutes, so I want to give him as much time as we possibly can. I received a text just a couple weeks ago concerning John Mills, my friend from Florida, who does events around the state, and he said, "Would you be willing to bring up Dr. Douglas Frank?" And I said, "Well, what is it about?" He said, "Voter fraud." I said, "Absolutely, because we're seeing a massive amount of this." And what I'm quite frankly sick and tired of, no pun intended, Dr. Frank, is the fact that people are saying, you know, they keep voting these people in to keep doing the same things they're doing. Well, I'm here to tell you, friends, firsthand, that's not the truth of the matter in any sense of the word. Nobody's going to vote for someone that's going to steal away, namely in Minnesota, who's going to steal away your money, attack small businesses, allocate that money illegally to El Shabaab and other countries, and then continuously attack the people of the state, which is 5.9 million people. And I'm talking about concerning the state of Minnesota. Nobody's going to vote for that. Anybody in their right mind, right? No, what are they doing now, friends? We'll hopefully get to that in just a couple minutes. But again, for the sake of giving Dr. Frank as much time as we possibly can, I want to welcome him. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty, Dr. Frank. I anticipate our conversation, 13 minutes, though it's going to be. But I don't really know who you are, but I trust John, so therefore I trust you. Can you go ahead and give us a little bit of a download as to who you are and what it is that you do, please?
Sure, yes, I'm a scientist. I have 60 scientific peer-reviewed publications. I'm a real scientist. 1990, I made a major scientific discovery, made me famous worldwide, cover of Nature magazine, cover of Science magazine, that sort of thing. And that gave me notoriety, and I got a lot of business contracts after that, and so I left academics in 1996. It was too woke for me, so I think you and I are going to get along pretty well.
Okay.
And then went into business for myself. But in all the years of my teaching and personal investigations as well as my professional, I love doing modeling. Modeling is my kind of core skill. So I've been modeling elections since 1980. I've predicted every election, every presidential election, since Reagan correctly. I even predicted Trump would win in 2016, 13 months ahead of time when there were 17 people in the primary. In the first election I missed was 2020, and that was when there was tons of cheating, and that's why I missed it. But because I was known for my modeling, the state of Pennsylvania invited me in to be on a select team of people to investigate their election. The legislature there invited me in, and I got to see behind the curtain. And holy mackerel, did we discover a ton of fraud. So my first lesson was, hey, this fraud stuff is real. The second lesson was when we brought it to the legislature, they were shocked, but they didn't want to fix it. That was my second political lesson. And the third political lesson was that Doug Mastriano, who is a war hero, who is a senator there, who requested the audit, and out of thanks for that, they took away his staff, they took away his office, they removed him from every committee. This is a Republican majority legislature that took a Republican war hero senator, they emasculated him.
Yep.
So my third lesson was, and this is true in every state, I've not yet found an exception, and I've been in 48 of them, the Republican Party is not our friend, and they have no interest in fixing the elections.
They
their interest is in maintaining central control and central influence. So anyway, that's what got me into it back in December of 2020 in Pennsylvania. And then Mr. Lindell discovered me. And he and I have become good friends. I've flown around with him in his plane for many weeks. But he discovered me and made a documentary about me. So everybody knows his first documentary, Absolute Proof. His second documentary was Scientific Proof. That was all about my work, where I explained how the elections were stolen. And then President Trump discovered me, and he had me be his first keynote speaker at his first rally after being out of office in Wellington, Ohio. I got to speak to the whole world. And Trump's commission to me was explain to the world how they stole my election. So I didn't choose to be in this, but suddenly here I am. I've been doing this nonstop.
Well, you know what, Dr. Frank, I don't know if you want me to call you Doug or Dr. Frank. I guess they both work the same way, but it's interesting.
They both work fine. It's not an ego thing, but everybody knows me by Dr. Frank. It's kind of my handle.
Awesome. You know, the good thing is what I really liked what you just said there is the fact that I didn't ask to do this. Those are the kind of people that need to be there, the ones that didn't apply for the job. And that's one of the things that I see across the boards as well. But listen, I want to give it back to you because I didn't know how qualified you were going to be. And I wasn't thinking you weren't qualified. I just didn't know your accreditation, the list of your experience, you know, what you've done, so on and so forth, was so extensive. So with that, I just want to go ahead and open it up to you. You've got about 7 minutes. And if we have to roll into another segment, we'll do that. But Dr. Frank, go ahead and start where you want to start and just give a quick download. And, you know, obviously we know the problem. If you want to highlight the problem, I also know that you're here to give us the answer. So I'm going to give you the floor, my friend, and it's all yours.
Well, let me give you a little history lesson so that you can understand what the problem is. So I walked you through my initial December of 2020, where I learned some stiff political lessons. I didn't expect to find that. You know, I'm a scientist. They call it political science, but it ain't science. If it were science, we'd already have licked it. Politics is a completely different field. So I had to learn some lessons. So I spent most of 2021 thinking that I could fix elections by testifying before legislatures, meeting, and I've met with 24 secretaries of state and attorneys general in person, long extended, you know, with Ken Paxton in Texas, 3 days with him, and they're showing how their election systems are completely vulnerable, completely hacked, completely hackable. I hacked the elections right in front of their faces. They have no idea this is all possible. And so I thought all I would need to do would be to show that around the country. I was wrong. That was the next big political lesson. So by the end of 2021, you know, I'm slow, but I get there. I figured out we're not going to fix this top down. And then I began developing a really good friendship with General Michael Flynn. And he's talking about fifth generation warfare and how the solution is bottom up. So I began working at the county level all across the country. And we've had several victories where we've taken back local control of our elections. Basically, the solution is not top down. If you're expecting your legislatures to fix this, you're clueless. Yep. If you're expecting the Secretary of State to address this, you're clueless. Hmm. The real world is, unless the local people wake up and take back local control of their elections, all is lost.
It always goes back to the people, doesn't it?
I teach people how to do that.
Yeah, it always goes back to the people. And it's the people that are the ones that are sitting there impotent, acting as if these things have nothing to do with themselves. They want to leave it up to their politicians. But what you're telling us, Dr. Frank, is the politicians are the problem.
Yes. And a lot of them, the systems have become so complicated that a lot of them are just, they're not complicit in a nefarious way.
Right.
They're complicit because they don't even want to look and learn. They just want to look the other way because it's become the new third rail of politics, that you don't talk about elections. That gets you unelected or gets you out of the legislature. So anyway, I've learned how to do this from the bottom up. I call it the 7 steps. I've been implementing it all around the country. In the early days, I was working one county at a time, but my strategy has really evolved. Now, I don't go where I'm invited. I used to go where I was invited. I, you know, had 500,000 airline miles in 2022. People are inviting me all over. Now I choose where I go, and I go to these small red counties. And the first thing that happens, I walk into these counties, and they say, "We don't need you here, Dr. Frank. We got a good sheriff. We got a good clerk. We got good leaders. We don't need you here. Our elections are good." They're clueless. They're wrong. What's really going on is in every state, the elections are centrally controlled. Here I am sitting in Florida. I'm in the panhandle. I chose to come to the panhandle. Why? Because we have a bunch of small red counties that think their elections are okay.
Yep.
No, I'm going to show you that they're not, and I'm going to show you with your own data. I bring people there. I bring their own voter rolls, their own election records, their own Wi-Fi passwords. I show them all this stuff, and they're like, "What? How can all this be the case?" And so once they know, then I say, the solution isn't for you to try to go knock on your legislator's door. I've already done that. The solution is you have to tell the state to pound sand. And I don't know how many minutes we got left, but I can summarize the strategy basically like this. If your governor says, "Hey, we're going to come collect your guns," what do you tell him? You say, "Which end do you want first, buddy?" Because the Second Amendment isn't merely our right to keep and bear arms. It's our duty. It's our obligation to be armed and proficient. That's what it is. Well, so we all understand that we're not going to give them our guns, but when they come around knocking on your door and say, "Give us your ballots," we need to even say it even stronger than that. Go pound sand, because it's our ballots with which we protect our gun rights. It's our ballots with which we protect our children, our families, our property. And yet we just hand them over without a fight. We are so stupid and complicit.
Yep.
We've been beat into submission. So that's basically what it comes down to. But we are a nation of laws. I heard your introduction. Well done, sir. We are nations of laws. We can't just willy-nilly ignore law.
Can I hold you over for another segment? Doug, can I go ahead and hold you over? Okay, I appreciate you guys. Folks, we're talking to Dr. Doug Frank right now, talking about voter fraud. Someone from the inside giving us a bird's eye view, telling us what in fact is going on, and educating the people so we can all do our part and correct the problem. We'll be right back. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
So, you want to make a difference, but you don't know where to start.
You've been listening to the Sons of Liberty radio show and have been thinking, there are so many others who need to hear this message as well, but you just don't know how to reach them. Well then, this is the perfect time for you to stop thinking and start doing. It's time to schedule an event in your community with Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty. It's easier than you probably think, and the impact can literally be life-changing for those who attend. So, don't wait. If you want to learn more on how to schedule an event with Bradley Dean, then give us a call at 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747. And together, we can make a difference in our world today.
Rebellion to tyrants is obedience to God. This proposed by Benjamin Franklin for the motto of the Great Seal of the United States. You say, what Great Seal? Well, Jefferson's edit of Franklin's design was recommended by the first committee for the reverse side of the Great Seal. Pharaoh sitting in an open chariot, a crown on his head and a sword in his hand, passing through the divided waters of the Red Sea in pursuit of the Israelites. Rays from a pillar of fire in the cloud, expressive of the divine presence and command, beaming on Moses who stands on the shore and extending his hand over the sea, causes it to overwhelm Pharaoh. Motto, rebellion to tyrants is obedience to God.
Wisconsin Christian News is a nationally distributed, real printed newspaper that takes on the tough issues of our day, and we don't waste time with nonsense. We have some of the best red pill writers in the country, including Bradley Dean, and we tell you the truth you need to know. It's unlike anything you've seen before. Email us to get your free sample copy. Go to WisconsinChristianNews.com. Also, watch our TV program every Tuesday at 5 p.m. Central at WCNTV.net.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are positively impacting the future of this country that we all appreciate so much. If you've not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty today. Please call 1-866-233-0747 or go online at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
This is Bill Pacey from Michigan. As a believer, I'm in constant battle to stay true to God's word instead of compromising to please the spirits that have infiltrated many churches today. That's why I turn to Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty radio show. They challenge me to stay anchored in God's word while standing firm on the principles our nation was founded on. Tune in Monday through Saturday at 2 o'clock p.m. Central for biblical truths. Visit sonsoflibertyradio.com to listen.
Don't have a place to go to church on Sunday? Then come join us at the Sons of Liberty and Bradley Dean. For many people, finding a home church that preaches the gospel in accordance with the scripture can be difficult. Many churches today have become self-help centers and very humanistic without pointing their finger to Christ and the cross that all genuine Christians must bear, just as our Lord did. If you are looking for a church that preaches the truth without compromise from the inherent Word of God and the power of the Holy Spirit, then look no further than joining us every Sunday at 9 a.m. Central Time on the Sons of Liberty Radio, live on Rumble.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. We're talking to Dr. Douglas Frank right now. Oh boy, folks, impressive stuff. Really, a guy that's actually giving answers concerning the issue of voter fraud that the mainstream media says doesn't exist. I mean, this is pretty crazy stuff. Doug, I'm going to hold you over for another segment here, and I want to just kind of slow down just a little bit because there's things I want to ask you concerning your experience, because not only are you bringing the information, bringing about the result, but you also know the issues in which we're dealing with firsthand. I'm curious, when you're dealing the first stages of you exposing this election fraud, I'm just curious to know, what was the response of the said legislators, namely the good guys, you know, the ones that are sold to us as the good guys? How did they respond to your inquisition concerning voter fraud? I'm curious.
When I meet in private session with legislators who pretend to be concerned about election fraud, they panic because they know if they bring a bill to the floor, if they address it publicly, it's political suicide. I can give you examples, state after state after state, Oklahoma, Louisiana, Missouri, Alaska, Kentucky, Florida. You think of places where we think of them as deep red states with conservative leadership. Nope. If you bring it up in the legislature, the Republican Party will eliminate you in the next round of elections. And that's what's been happening around the country. So the reaction is panic. It's like the third rail of politics. I mean, that's just a straight answer. You ask me what's the reaction? That's the reaction.
So do you find, though, behind closed doors, though, let's just kind of go in a little bit deeper and kind of, you know, because people suspect this is going on, and I think people are picking up as to what's going on, but it seems like that there's a correlation in a big way, just even with this, in a major way, with the mainstream media and the corrupt politicians that, again, are sold to us as the good guys. We see the mainstream media continuously downplaying this, demonizing anybody that says there's even a hint of voter fraud going out there. Yet I go to electionfraud.heritage.org, and it gives me the states, and then it gives me the cases. For example, Kentucky was one of the names that you brought up. Kentucky has 62 cases of election fraud where 62 people have been prosecuted for election fraud, but yet the mainstream media wants you to believe it's not happening at all. Are you suspecting that they're working hand in glove one with another, and that's why they're freaking out in such a way when you even bring up in making inquisition concerning election fraud?
The key problem is that the state centrally controls elections. That's the key problem.
Okay.
And so the problem is the media will cover individual cases of election fraud. But when you think about it, they should be implicating not individuals. They should be implicating the system that enables industrial-scale fraud. When's the last industrial scale fraud case you've seen, like the 200,000 ballots that were driven from New York to Pennsylvania in 2020, or the million fake driver's licenses and million fake ballots that Cash Patel announced that they seized this year in June? He talked about how the FBI seized those in October of 2020. The industrial scale election fraud you never hear about in the mainstream. They won't talk about it. All you hear about is prosecution. Oh, yeah, we found that, you know, grandma voted for grandpa. Okay, well, the real problem is the system itself enables the industrial scale fraud. That's the real problem.
Okay, so who's...
Did I answer you?
Yeah, I
wasn't dodging your question.
No, I didn't feel that you were at all. I get you. I'm tracking with you. And I'm just, again, what I like is the firsthand experience here. That's more important than hearsay. Yes. I get tired of the hearsay. Have you heard of Clinton Eugene Curtis?
I'm the one who got him installed as ROV in Shasta County.
Okay, so this guy comes up. He's the one that actually creates these voting machines. He calibrates them. He tells the whole world this is what they're doing, and yet the mainstream media, going back to which, Doug, they're denying the fact that there's any voter fraud taking place. But I would just suggest that that's all you have to do is look at these scoundrels, and scoundrels they are in many cases, that have been put up to attack the people in the particular states throughout the United States. The people are not voting for these people, Doug. Solidify that. Back me up. Reaffirm what I'm telling you, my friend.
Well, you know, everybody likes to think that they'll say, oh, there's all this fraud in the elections. We need to get rid of the machines. Wrong. There are 12 ways to cheat your election. That's just one of them. And Patrick Byrne describes me in his talks. He says, Dr. Frank reverse engineered the algorithms they're using to cheat our elections. And then he goes on to say, and there are about a dozen ways to cheat our elections. And the locals use whatever way it makes sense in that situation. For example, in Florida, 30% of the ballots are coming in by mail. Are you kidding? Even the Democrats agree that's the easiest way to cheat an election.
Hmm.
So, you know, and California is all 100% mail. Colorado, 100% mail. Oregon, Washington. There is no way you're ever going to be able to fix, be able to, I should, shouldn't say fix, repair or reform our elections until you get rid of mail-in voting and until the systems are controlled by local hands and local eyes locally. Stalin said it doesn't matter who casts the votes. What matters is who counts them. When's the last time you counted your ballots?
Exactly. I've given that quote 1,000 times over, my friend. I literally have, and the people still want to. If they didn't believe it, then why don't they do anything about it? And that's really what it comes down to. But how many times do you need to be lied to before it's shame on you for allowing them to lie to you again and again and again? And it really comes back to this. Edmund Burke said a long time ago, Doug, he said that, you know, they know how to lie better than you know how to tell the truth. It's because the people let them do that. I mean, the people at large are responsible for what's going on here. And I got to hold the people responsible for allowing this, because if they didn't allow it, Doug, it wouldn't be happening, my friend. What say you?
Well, Plato said the penalty for refusing to get involved in politics is you end up being governed by your inferiors.
That's right. That's right.
And I think we've got two generations. I'm 64 years old. I think we've got two generations behind us now where they were not involved in politics, and the true American people that love God-inspired liberty are not running because politics is nasty and yucky. Who wants to do that? Well, guess what? It's not your choice. America is an experiment in self-government.
Amen.
It's our civic duty to be involved in government. You need to take your turn, then I take my turn, then John takes his turn. We all need to take our turn, and it's a pain in the butt, and it intrudes in your life. But you know what? If you don't do it, then criminals are going to do it.
That's exactly
the situation
right.
We're in right now.
Well, the bottom.
And so my job is, go ahead.
No, I was just going to say, Doug, we all live politics. I mean, to suggest that we have no part to play as to what's going on here is absolutely ridiculous. It's insanity is really what it comes down to. I want to go ahead. Can I hold you over for another segment?
Sure. Happy
okay.
To do
well,
it.
Listen. This is you're a good guest here. You're well spoken, and I appreciate it. I noticed we were using a little ostentatious erudition here, and I love it. I'm talking to a guy that he's a smart guy, so that's a compliment, Doug, and I totally appreciate you. But I got a couple callers up right now, and I want to throw this at you concerning their questions in case I don't answer their calls because of you being our guest right now. One guy, Dana, is calling from Oregon. He's saying, we need to change the elected managers or things won't change. What say to you? What say you to that, my friend?
I have been very active in Oregon. I've got a movement just about to go nuclear there. And the way I've arranged this, they call me the Johnny Appleseed of election integrity. I go around the country all over the place. Well, if you look at the state of Oregon, on the right side of Oregon, the east side, there are 15 counties, and 13 of them have already written referendums that they want to secede from the state of Oregon. Well, I've just gone to those counties, county after county, met with the sheriffs, met with the county leaders, met with the citizens there, and shown them that their elections are being stolen from them. It's easy to get them organized and to get them to stand together, link elbows, the sheriffs especially, and to tell the state to pound sand. Just like you would tell the state to pound sand if they were going to come collect your guns, you tell them to pound sand if they're going to come collect your ballots, because you can prove that the system that they're imposing on you is disenfranchising you from your constitutional rights. Therefore, we have a duty to not comply. That's what I've been doing. And so I give them their own data, and I show them how to find fraud in their own elections locally. And when they find it in their own community, the first reaction is the election leaders, and that's really what this question was addressing. The election leaders don't believe it's happening. That's the problem. When you bring it to them and show them, they're like, what? How can that be? And then they feel like, they feel like you're going to blame them. No, we're not blaming them. They're not the problem. The fact that they're using the state system is the problem. They need to divorce from the state system, cut the umbilical cord, run their own local rolls, run their own local tallies, run it under their own hands and eyes, just like we used to do it. And that's, you know, all of Europe does hand counting, paper ballots all in person on one day. That's what we need to do.
Okay, beautiful. I hope that answered your question, Dana. I'm going to go ahead and drop your call. We got Bob calling in as well. He said constitutional voting should be used, not mail-in voting, which is not constitutional. And I think you already highlighted that, but can you give us another quick download?
Yes. In fact, here I'm here in Florida. I'm down here in the Panhandle, and they have a gal here named Chris Ann Hall. She's one of my favorite constitutional people in the country. She's awesome.
Right.
But we did a whole series, she and I, and a whole interview. It's an hour and a half long. It's on my YouTube channel, Douglas Frank 5204. You can go to YouTube, and you can watch that interview with us. Yes, we are a constitutional republic, and the Constitution spells it out. The complicating thing.
Okay, I got a hard break coming up on me, Doug. Sorry about that. We're going to take a hard break. We'll come right back. We got Dr. Douglas Frank with us right now, friends. This is priceless. This is awesome. Good interview. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. We're going to come right back with Dr. Frank.
He wants to keep me another one.
Nations around the world, including the U.S., are being purposely destroyed from within by their own governments. Are you tired of the lies of the politicians and communists? Wisconsin Christian News is a national newspaper that tells it like it is. We don't have time for nonsense. We publish the truth, whether it's popular or not. WisconsinChristianNews.com. Subscribe today, print or online. WisconsinChristianNews.com.
This is Bradley Dean from the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, broadcasting live Monday through Friday at 2 to 3 p.m. Central Standard Time, as well as Saturdays from 1 to 3 p.m. Founded back in 2004, BBS Radio TV stands as a trailblazer in remotely engineered broadcasts over the Internet. BBS ignited the new media revolution, offering a powerful platform for vital voices such as ours and alternative perspectives that mainstream media often silences. The Sons of Liberty's BBS live broadcasts spans into 46 countries and streams into 200 of the world's largest internet broadcast stations, with on-demand syndication across all major social networks and podcast platforms. The visionary twin brothers Douglas and Donald Newsom crafted over 100,000 radio and web TV episodes for more than 1,000 satisfied clients. BBS Radio.com. The TV is my shepherd, I shall not want. It makes me to lie down on the sofa. It leads me away from the faith, and it destroys my soul. It leads me in the paths of sex and violence for the sponsor's sake. Yeah, though I walk in the shadow of Christian responsibilities, there will be no interruptions, for the TV is with me. It's cable and it's remote control. They comfort me. It prepares a commercial before me in the presence of my worldliness. It anoints my head with humanism and consumerism. My coveting runneth over. Surely laziness and ignorance shall follow me all the days of my life, and I shall dwell in the house of watching TV forever. Now we can understand where Harry S. Truman got his understanding from when he said, "The fundamental basis of this nation's law was given to Moses on the Mount. The fundamental basis of our Bill of Rights comes from the teachings which we get from Exodus and St. Matthew, from Isaiah and St. Paul."
This is Richard Mast, attorney with Liberty Counsel. Bradley Dean and Sons of Liberty Radio are on the front lines of our culture war, and I am proud to call them brothers in arms. What America needs now is more people telling the truth, regardless of the cost. Bradley is one of those people.
Become a son or daughter of Liberty at SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
If you guys got any questions, go ahead and drop them by calling in. I do see some of them on social media platforms. I'll go ahead and propose them to Dr. Frank here in just a second. I wanted to go ahead and ask a question before I ask more from the callers, if you don't mind. Somebody just asked, Dr. Frank, somebody just asked about a Tina Peters pardon. Are you aware of who Tina Peters is?
As a matter of fact, I'm the one that met with her in April of 2021 and set up the backups of her systems in Mesa County, Colorado.
Isn't that interesting? Okay, so then you're aware of Sharona Bishop as well, who was raided by the FBI.
Absolutely.
Okay, so give us a quick
layup. They took my cell phone. The FBI seized my cell phone on that. I testified in Tina Peters' trial.
Okay, so
they played tape recordings of me during her trial.
Okay. So how is that working out? You're hanging out with the president. You're hanging out with these other individuals. I think you said Secretary of State. Was that wrong, what I said? Or making
all
reference
I've
to?
I've hung out with the president.
Okay.
Yes. So what's going on with Tina? Well, when her elect, I went into Mesa County, and Sharona and I did 3 days worth of canvassing. We organized about 200 volunteers, and we found a bunch of fraud, and we brought it to Tina Peters' attention. And when she discovered that, she was already suspicious something was up with her systems. And when we showed her the more fraud, she was very concerned. What do I do, Dr. Frank? She asked me. So I said, well, look, we need to get all your systems backed up because we're going to be doing a fraud investigation. And she says, great. Shenna Bellows is in Maine. It's Jenna Griswold in Colorado sent her a letter and said, all the clerks have to back up their machines. And she says, but I don't know how to back it up. Can you help me back it up? I said, yes, but it would be better. I'm also in this lawsuit in Antrim, Michigan. I said it would be better if we brought in the attorneys from that case because they have experience in this area, and if I bring in a licensed penetration tester who was also in that case. And that way, everything we do, we don't have fruit from the poison tree. We'll have legal counsel throughout the process. We'll back everything up legally, and then we can do our investigation. So that's why they seized Mr. Lindell's cell phone and my cell phone, because we're the ones who set that up. And so what happened is then when the state found out that we had those backups, the state panicked. And so they sued Tina Peters, and they trumped up false charges against her.
Yep.
And she's now in prison.
Yep.
But it was state court. And so when we brought that to the attention of President Trump back in February, we were at CPAC, and Mr. Lindell got to go into the Oval Office and talk to Trump about it. Trump said to his attorneys, get her out. So they've been trying to get her out. Now, it's not a federal case. She's in state prison, so it's difficult. He can't just, like, pardon her. It doesn't work. It's because it wasn't. So right now they're working on getting a federal case together so that they can have her be a federal witness, and then they'll extract her out of prison on federal whistleblower protection. So that's kind of where that's at. That's just an approximation, but, you know, we're on the radio and I'm trying to be quick.
No, I understand. So do you suspect that she will be pardoned, in fact?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
She's totally innocent. She had legal counsel throughout. It's lawfare against her. In fact, the first thing that the Department of Justice did after Mr. Lindell met with President Trump is they launched a Department of Justice investigation into the state of Colorado of lawfare against Tina Peters. It's all lawfare.
Yeah, it's incredible. So the FBI confiscates your phone, but yet you're hanging out with Cash Patel and the President of the United States of America. How does that work?
Well,
I mean, Mike Lindell as well.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, and, I mean, it's crazy.
Mike's a true hero. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so how does that rub you, guy? I mean, and I'm saying that figuratively speaking, obviously. I mean, you're seeing Mike Lindell going through the same process, and yet he's friends with the president. And again, you're hanging out with Cash Patel, yet they're confiscating your phone. I mean, is that not telling, or are we to pretend concerning what, in fact, may be going on here nefariously?
Well, they took my phone 3 years ago, back in 2022,
okay,
when there was a different administration in place when they were prosecuting Tina. You know, now we have a different administration, and things are, I wouldn't say, you know, everybody wants to think that Trump's the savior and that he's, you know, that he's going to come in and save the day. And people who think that, you're confused.
Amen.
We the people are the government, okay? We the people are supposed to be being the government, not the president. And we're not looking to him to save the day. However, it's nice. It's sort of the analogy I make. It's like we're going to invade Normandy. We got to take that beachhead. And it's sort of like he's given us air cover. But we're going to invade Normandy regardless. We have to take our country back, and we're not going to do it by looking to Washington, D.C. You've got to have boots on the ground. The solution is local. Local action for national impact, as General Flynn always says.
Amen. Now, I did an event with him last year in Missouri, in fact. So aside of him, yeah. I like to see the connections here. So that's why I'm in the sense of making reference to him. Mm-hmm. Yeah, a mutual friend. So I'm going to give you the last 3 minutes here, my friend, and I want to go ahead and have you download to the people, the responsible party, we the people who are the government, and I might remind everybody that those that serve we the people in this limited constitutional republic of ours, that they derive their just powers from the consent of the governed, we the people, which again shows us who's in charge here. We're not here serving them, they're serving us. What do we do to bring about the resolve concerning voter fraud?
The solution that's working is as follows. I'm an empiricist. We can have idealistic solutions, but this is what's actually working and what I'm doing every day of my life. You form a local team. What would you do if Canada invaded us today? Would you grab your gun and go fight them by yourself? No, that would be stupid. You form a local team. You get the maps out on the tables. You define the perimeters. You define how are you going to defend your families, how are you going to defend your community. Then you combine with other communities and you drive the invaders back across the border. That's the mode that works. We're in fifth generation warfare. Let's start acting like it. And so what I do is I go into some multiple small communities. I give them their own data from their own elections, and I show them how to find fraud in their own elections. We bring it to the community leaders, and we don't ask permission. We inform the community leaders that we're not going to comply with the state system anymore because we don't have to, because it's unconstitutional, and here's the evidence. So it's not empty claims. We have dead people that are voting, people who live in other states and are voting in the other state and in the local area. The system is allowing massive amounts of fraud to happen, and we show that. And then when the reason I'm going to the small red counties is because that's where the community leaders understand that they're representing their community, and they understand that they're like the sheriffs understand that they're the constitutional officer for the counties, and that it's their obligation to interpose and defend their citizens. But we don't ask the sheriff to stand. We don't ask the community leaders to stand. We teach the community. We get the community to stand. The leaders support them. The people start the parade, the politicians join it. The sheriffs interpose. We get six or seven counties to link elbows together and tell the state to pound sand. That's how we're taking back our country. That's how we're taking back on our elections. That's it in a nutshell. I call it 7 steps for taking back elections. I've got it all laid out. We've been doing it all over the country.
And have you been successful?
Oh, yes.
Amen.
We've got about a third of the towns in Maine. We got 20 counties in Wisconsin. I'm up to about 15 counties now in Oregon. We've got Shasta County, Northern California. You mentioned Clint Curtis a minute ago.
Yep.
Clint Curtis is now the new head election official in Northern California up there in Shasta County. We took back our elections in California, in Shasta County, 75,000 voters. Or Huntington Beach, Southern California, yep. Orange County. They have about 400,000 population. Starting in 2026, they're running their own elections locally. State of California sued them. Nope, Huntington Beach prevailed because it's right in their own charter. So, in other words, we're winning, but no battlefield is the same. Every battlefield has got its own nuances. So, basically, they call me the Johnny Appleseed of election integrity, but I'm really more cross-pollinating than I am planning. I'm bringing the collected wisdom. I'm bringing the collected wisdom of all the patriots around the country and sharing that and getting, you know, equipping the teams. And it's been really exciting, and it's really happening now. I'm pretty excited. Alabama is just—it's about to come alive.
I got to tell you, Doug. I've had a lot of fun during this last radio show here today, and it's been refreshing. And the other thing, and the reason I say that is because I don't have a lot of guests on the show because I really don't think that it's very applicable if they don't bring the answers. And you've done that, and so I totally appreciate that. Tell John thank you for me, but I do have to give you the opportunity. How do people get a hold of you if they need to get a hold of you? What is your URL if that's available?
Sure. I don't keep a website anymore. I used to, but I was always under attack, so I just gave up.
Okay.
I have a Facebook page, Douglas G. Frank, no periods. Douglas G. Frank. I've got a Telegram page, Follow the Data with Dr. Frank. I'm on X, Dr. Frank Model. You can send me an email, Dr. Douglas G. Frank at Outlook.com, no periods, no spaces, Dr. Douglas G. Frank, Dr. Douglas G. Frank at Outlook.com. Oh, wow. And if you email me, I will send you a checklist of things to do to get me there and the things to do to prepare, and I'll get you going. I'm
awesome.
Free. I don't charge anything.
I totally appreciate it. We're off the radio right now. We got affiliates all over the country, so we're off air right now. I would like to stay contact with you. Can you go ahead?
Sure.
Can I get your contact information from John via text? And let's stay in touch, Frank. I really appreciate you, guy.
Happy to do it, man. I appreciate you, too. Your Sons of Liberty, I spoke to a bunch of Sons of Liberty chapters up in North Dakota. They have great chapters up there.
They must be different than what we are because we're more national radio. I've done a lot of tea parties across the country. I've also done about 365 high schools across the country, colleges, television. Yeah, we're doing the same thing, a different demographic. And this is how we do it. This is how we do it.
Yeah, pleasure to meet you. It's nice to have a foxhole buddy.
Amen as well. Again, let's stay in touch, Dr. Frank. And again, I appreciate you. And I'll talk to John soon enough. And I'll connect with you sometime in the near future. If you need anything, let me know as well. Would you?